This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to protect law enforcement whistleblowers who report police misconduct from colleagues is with Colorado's House of Representatives. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic backers were concerned the measure might not get a full vote on the House floor this session. The bill would expand whistleblower and workplace protections for those who report internal misconduct in law enforcement. Representative Leslie Harrod of Denver is a main sponsor.
We also say what retaliation is, and we put that into law so that we have protections for people today.
District attorneys and police officer organizations oppose the bill, saying it's irresponsible and unworkable and hasn't had adequate time to bring all the stakeholders together. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The state wants a lawsuit against Colorado's universal preschool and its matching process dismissed. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The suit was filed by six school districts and other education groups. In court Tuesday, a state lawyer argued plaintiffs don't have the legal grounds to sue. District lawyers say they do. They argued that the state's chaotic rollout of UPK has harmed preschoolers with disabilities. They say the matching system doesn't give districts the power they need to serve families efficiently. The state called the system a success. Districts say it could be much better with changes. A ruling on the dismissal motion could come within weeks. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A multi-state defense contractor is expanding to Colorado Springs and expecting to add more than 500 jobs. Omni Federal already had a presence in five other states and Washington, D.C. before deciding to expand to Colorado. Omni recently won a Space Force contract to develop next-generation missile warning systems. The new jobs add to a flurry of announcements made since Colorado Springs was named the permanent home of U.S. Space Command last summer. This is CPR News and KRCC.